You know, Curry was my captain of C Company when I joined C Company, when they kicked all us 8-balls out of the 10th Armor. That's what it actually was. I'm an authority on that.
Now, is that what happened?
Yeah, we got back from the maneuvers, went to Fort Jackson. Well, anyway, we come back from maneuvers, and I received an assignment to, I think it was 1st Battalion Headquarters Company of the 11th Cav. All of the other officers were on leave, only me. Never been a company commander before in my life. And got a call from regiment for all company commanders and first sergeants report up to the meeting hall. We go up there, and they are reorganizing the battalion. Okay, they read down the rosters that so-and-so, do you want them or do you want to kick them out? Kick them out. Do you want to keep this guy or...
Is that what they did?
That's what they did.
And yet, I mean, it was such a phenomenal bunch of guys.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think C Company was the most phenomenal of them all. That's one way to put it.
Maybe that explains why there were some rowdy characters in it.
Yeah. But I'd take them any day. Uh-huh. Man, they were, oh, some were. Well, everybody was a hero. And some of them were more heroes than others.
Right.
We had one or two 8-balls. I won't call them cowards. I'd call them battle fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I even got battle fatigue. Lost a week. But I don't think it was some battle fatigue. I think it was one of my headaches. When I got those headaches in those days, I went out of my mind.
Mm.
And didn't know nothing, and I'd try to beat my head against the wall and everything.
Really? Like cluster headaches?
Yeah. It was concussion headache.
Uh-huh.
So we had a great bunch of men. I only had one officer that I had to get reassigned. He didn't refuse because I didn't give him a chance to refuse an order. He told me if I did give him an order, he would have to refuse it. So I got him reassigned rather than reclassify him.
This was already in...
That was in combat.
Yeah.
And he was Rudd's platoon leader. I think it was Rudd. Yeah, Rudd. Rudd talked to me about him. You got to get rid of him, Captain. Everybody talks about how the Jews didn't do anything about protecting themselves or fighting. And the officer I believe was Jewish. But Sergeant Abraham Tittman, that's Jewish if there ever was one. He was Flowers' platoon sergeant.
Wait. There was it's Abraham Taylor. Okay. And there was a Kenneth Tittman.
Yeah, okay. Did I say Tittman?
Yeah.
You're going to have to catch me on that.
Okay. No, you meant Abraham Taylor. Taylor was killed.
He's the only one that I saw that I know for sure was dead after my tank was hit and infantry took that area. I went up, me and the first sergeant, my Jeep driver, we went up my Jeep and looked in the tanks, and there's nothing in the tanks but ashes down the bottom. Sometimes you could find dog tags, which was the first sergeant's job. He'd get himself help and sift the ashes, see if he could find the dog tags, because they didn't burn. It had to be a terrific hot to, because they were stainless steel. Anyway, right next to one tank was a foxhole, and in it was Abraham. And he had a rifle leaning over the edge, and he was dead. He'd been shot through the head, quick. But he was the only one I knew for sure that was dead. All the rest, you wondered about. Did they get out and take him prisoner, or what? But finish with my thoughts on Jews.
Yes.
I have no thoughts against Jews. I have no thoughts against blacks. I have... Everybody is equal as far as I'm concerned. That covers the whole bit. You're not Jewish, are you?
No, I'm Jewish.
Yes. You are?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't offend you?
No.
Okay. That's the only thing that counts. I'm always worried about that. But Abraham, of course, Taylor, and I mean, Flowers' platoon wasn't in combat that long. We'd only been in 2 weeks or something.
10 days, but they were some...
So we were practically out of tanks, and after that, I think we were down to 7 tanks, and not many men.